Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
It's great Stevie Ray bringing us back to the SRV 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Eva Rosenberg. She is the Tax Mama. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, third edition. And now, also, Deduct Everything, which is coming out in a brand new edition later this year. So, with a bunch of updates in it. So, look forward to that. And we're talking about different things that you can might want to pay attention to this summer. We talked about summer jobs earlier, seasonal jobs. Also, how to deduct your wedding, how to pull that off. And which I actually did a little bit of once. You had a couple of websites quickly on the summer jobs. I'm going to let you give us, Eva, that we didn't get to.
Well, we're going to have you put it up when you post the post. It's going to be at IRS.gov. They have a work opportunity credit. And the Department of Labor has an even better site on the work opportunity credit.
But
I'm
also
going to send those to you.
There might also be state and local options, opportunities,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, you know, there might be state or local tax credits or benefits available for hiring people.
It might just be found money laying on the ground. You're not picking up, folks.
And people, wonderful people, you're missing the opportunity to meet and hire.
Especially the veterans, folks. If you get a chance to hire a veteran, you will thank me later when you do. Hey, Eva, let's talk about disasters. Now, you live in California.
We never have
the land of the fruits and nuts and earthquakes.
Well, the nice thing about living in California where there are earthquakes, they don't happen, the big ones don't happen that often. The little ones happen like 30 times a day, and we don't even notice it. But when you're down south and you're down in hurricane and tornado territory,
that's right,
they are big, and they happen all the time.
And they will kill you.
They will kill you. They'll pick you up and move you. But worse than that, they're going to destroy your property.
Put you out of business.
Record. And, you know, you can always try to reconstruct afterwards. Look what happened in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
But why try to reconstruct when instead you can preserve everything that's important to you in advance?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's protected. And these days, it's not that hard to do. So if you're in business and you have sensitive data and things like that, you can keep things on the cloud, but please don't use free services. I know I love using things like Dropbox and Google tools.
Use the pro services. If it's serious stuff, use the pro services. That's what we do.
If it's serious and if it's confidential, if you have anybody else's data, how dare you use a free service that you don't own? So one of the things, I was just looking at something. I don't know if you're familiar with Amazon Simple Storage. A lot of web developers are using that. But you don't have to be a web developer, and it will store tons, gigabytes and gigabytes worth of data for practically nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just got my latest bill for all of my websites and all of the large data files MP3 files.
Right.
And video files, $10.
Yeah.
But they have something even bigger for businesses that have even bigger storage. They have something called Glacier, which charges something like 4 cents, 0.4 cents a gigabyte.
Huh.
You know, little bit for terabyte. But that's the big stuff. You can use Carbonite.
Carbonite's what we use.
And, you know, Carbonite's there, but don't just look at your business records, okay? First of all, you have precious things like photographs and other things that are irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you put a copy of those things on the web. Copies of contracts, you know, anything you have on paper that's important. Copies of purchases of major assets. Copies of records. Scan all of those things. Somebody was just showing how a Fujitsu scanner manages to scan 20 pages in about 5 seconds or something like that. So scanning.
Well, and the other thing is you can watch the weather all you want. You can move when the flood comes, mm-hmm. but you know your building can burn down overnight.
Your building can burn down, and putting it into a bank vault is nice, but you don't have access to that easily.
Right.
The bank's probably not going to blow away like Dorothy on her way to Oz, but the other things are, make sure that you have access to your bank accounts and other loan information, so mm-hmm. forth, directly online, your credit card information.
Yep, we make do sure a lot of banking online.
Yeah, make sure you know how to access those accounts. I'm little by little contacting all the different banks and getting online access to those
right.
things. And don't use the same password.
Exactly. Yeah, got to change those up, folks. Make better passwords. Hey, Eva, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, and I'll be back anytime.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, she is the Tax Mama. TaxMama.com, check out that website. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.